just got done making an Instagram of these precious memories of our baby children that are growing up way too fast, and all of our emotions are up to the surface.
Overflowing with tears.
Overfloweth with love abundance.
It's so, it's just weird.
You forget.
It's weird that you forget. Even when I watch it, I'm like, was that my life? Did I live that moment? I don't even remember that moment.
Time is so weird to your brain. I mean, like, we're one of the few creatures supposedly that can conceive of the past and the future. And it stresses us out a little bit.
Well, this was like my whole
postpartum. No other animals have video recording to relive past memories either. Animals are just chilling out there.
Yeah, my postpartum's favorite anxiety thought was, this moment's going to pass and then it's going to be over and you'll never remember it. And one day you'll wake up and you'll be 904 and ready to die and then everything will be over. And I watch this and it's like such a trigger to those when, because you're like, I don't remember that.
But when you imagine. How do
I wish I could choose my core memories.
When you imagine yourself as 904 years old.
Specifically.
You would give anything when you're 904 to be in this moment that you're in right now.
I don't see, that's a stressful thought.
And so you get to live in this moment.
Well, I just want
and treasure it.
When I'm 904, I just want to be happy that where I am.
And you will also hope that you were happy now and lived it up while you were young and
I feel like that's
vivacious.
It's such a depressing thing when people come up to us and they're like, these are the best moments of your life. Don't forget them.
And pretty soon
be present. And I'm like,
old and lonely like me.
Is there any end to a human life where you don't end?
No.
Old and lonely?
There's not.
I think
never
there is.
Never gonna stop this train.
No, I don't think it. I want to live a life where I don't have to be like.
Well, me and you are gonna die at the same time when we're 95.
Well, I just don't want to like be old and be like, gosh, I hate this so much. I wish I was 33 again.
Well, I hope we're never saying, gosh, I hate this so much. I just want to accept the present moment and be in it.
Currently in
or
life.
Or whatever age.
Currently, I don't
pitted.
I don't look back at
pitted in the present moment.
Stop it. Can't talk to me.
Sorry,
like that.
Go on.
I don't look back at my life and be like, I don't have a time where I'm like, oh, that was so much better than this time. Most of the eras of my life that I've moved through, I'm like, oh, sheesh, don't want to go back there. Or like, you know, like this is better. I feel like it's better.
Yeah, life is good.
I'm happy that we're happy.
Well, big things have happened around the Seeley house. We have updates for you. A lot of you have emailed, too. We're going to get to those. Sorry, I keep interrupting you. But thank you for the emails. Email us, isnhstpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to send us more emails, questions, thoughts, anything, please. We love the emails. We'll get to those.
A lot of times your emails like spur us to talk about interesting things.
So we appreciate
versus
it.
Versus us just sitting here being like, well, nothing happened and nothing's going on. So...
Nothing happened and nothing's going on.
The podcast
that should
is
be
over.
The name of our podcast.
That's a good one. Let's
nothing
change
happened
it again.
And nothing's going on.
So I don't know why we do this to ourselves. Every once in a while we wake up and we're like, let's change our life. I think this was intuition. I think my heart's speaking to me and we need to change everything about our life. Dallin, usually that's me. I usually hold
run with
that,
it, baby. Green light.
Well, I'm usually the girl in the family who's like doing that. And Dallin's usually the guy in the family who's like, you're insane. Stop. We have a great life. We don't need to change everything.
Uh-huh.
This last time, Dallin was like, let's go to Florida. Let's move to Florida. Love Florida so much. Maybe I should visit there. I'm going to visit there.
Well, no, that's why we posted about it. So we get a whole bunch of feedback. And feedback sometimes help you think about your thoughts. And it helps to get outsiders' opinions and info to help me think a
little
bit.
Fun fact about Dallin, he never thinks about his thoughts. Just this last week.
That's what I'm
best at. It has been like a deep, intensive practice in Dallin thinking about what he feels versus what he thinks he should do. Florida.
No, story of my life.
Always say, okay, we're going to talk about this, but you can only say feelings. You can't say what you think other people think you should do. You can't say what you think you
and
should
I'm like,
do.
Florida's so cool. You're like, ah, that's a thought.
That's a thought. That's
what's
not
a feeling.
Feel.
Give me
you
a
can
feeling.
Say, I feel like I love Florida. You can say Florida's so cool is a feeling. I feel like Florida's so cool.
No, no, you can't feel like something else is feeling
like,
something.
I would be stupid not to want to move to Florida because everyone likes Florida. And I'd be like, no, that's not your feeling. That's just a statement.
I never said that. Just read the comments on our videos and a lot of people don't like Florida.
No, yeah. No, like those were the kind of things you were saying, like these like broad statements.
Oh, yeah. I was throwing it out there like, the heck are we doing? We could live anywhere we want. Let's live right next to Disney World. It was one of my spontaneous outbursts, and I had a blast over there.
I've leveled might out end up a little bit,
and we still could end up there, but as of now, I am in the zone of I totally want to vacation
today,
there.
We feel very like Dallin, I feel like, is very like, let's be here.
Feel a little more
but
centered.
As of like last Thursday, it was like, I mean, we canceled a call with a realtor today. I don't know. Yeah. It goes back and forth.
Uh-huh. Maybe we're just erratic, neurotic, crazy people.
This is my stance. Well, should we do this? I wanted to do this. I wanted me to ask you and then you to ask me, okay?
About
I'm going to say like, what about Utah, where we live, feelings wise? Let's only talk from feelings. If we stayed, I would feel this way, okay?
Okay.
If we, like, what are the things that about Florida that you love or are scared of? Slash here.
Joe Rogan talked about this with somebody, Brewer. What's his last name? Bill Brewer, I think.
I don't know. I didn't.
He talked about Florida. And he's like, isn't it wild that people in Florida have accustomed themselves to living with monsters?
Yeah.
Like anytime there's just a monster could jump out of the swamp or the trees, just eat you or your dog or your cat or your kid or your grandma.
In Utah, there's like mountain lions, which is crazy. I never think of them, but there are literal lions living in the mountains.
I've also learned from Joe Rogan that the coyotes in California eating people's dogs and cats
all over
the place.
In Texas, there's javelinas. My sister tells, and Phoenix.
Arizona.
In Arizona. And they just like, if you leave your trash on your porch, these huge wild boar pigs that you only see in like Princess Bride. Have you seen, you know, Princess Bride, the movie? When they go in the enchanted, the forest of no return. What's it called?
Scariest scene ever.
The huge, that's like a javelina.
Is it? I thought that was
Look up javelinas. They're literal. Also, get this. My sister said this. My sister said that javelinas are just farm pigs that escaped from the farm back in the day. And if a pig is not living a domesticated life, it turns into a freaking javelina.
A rodent of unusual size?
Yeah.
R-O-U-S.
It's like, but there's a lot of desert plants like that. So like we have a tree. It's like, I forgot what it's called. It's green. It has yellow flowers. It's beautiful. A Palo Verde. Okay. Domesticated, watered on a regular schedule, living in a suburban lawn. Palo Verdes are just these beautiful trees, right? Mm-hmm. Green, smooth bark. They're beautiful. If you stop taking care of your Palo Verde, or if it grows up in the wild of like back in the hills behind our house, they are covered in thorns. They're literally the worst. They're like these treacherous, dangerous trees that scar you if you touch them. They have so many huge thorns. Ugh. But when they're taken care of, it's like epigenetics. They turn into these like friendly trees. That's what javelinas are.
Wild.
Crocodiles coming back, circling back to Florida, don't do that.
Crocodiles are already pretty freaking wild.
They don't get nutty, dude. But like javelinas were just, this could be completely false. This is what I've learned over the phone from my sister. They were just old farm pigs back in the day.
And peccary.
Like, I don't think that's a hop. I think what I'm saying.
I think the cute ones are peccaries and the mean ones are javelinas.
Yeah, look at this pig.
Yeah, these are freaking fierce looking.
They're classified as a game animal. People hunt these guys.
Ooh.
I could never.
That's a mean Pumbaa.
Look how cute they are. Yeah, like if you leave your trash on your porch too long.
Pumpkins. Matt and Abby did a TikTok about that. They've just moved to Arizona and they left their pumpkins out and they got some footage of javelinas eating them.
Yeah, like they're just roaming through your yard in herds. Like, hide your kids, hide your wife. Like, pigs are out.
Watch out. Hide your dogs.
And scorpions.
Hide your cats. No, there's a video of a coyote just in broad daylight in California just eating somebody's cat in their front yard. Cars are driving by. Coyotes, like it's a California environmental thing where they're trying to just not, you know, other states just open it up to hunting coyotes and stuff.
Do they?
Like, I think you have to get a tag, or I know in Wyoming, like your
I don't think
Nick
you can just shoot a coyote.
Wanted to go coyote hunt, remember? And they give you like 25 or 50 bucks for.
I was opposed to that.
Shoot a coyote.
I don't.
You do not need a license to hunt, harvest, or trap coyote, muskrat, raccoon, or red fox, striped skunk.
You can hunt a fox? I saw a fox where we used to go
in
to
Utah,
the park.
You do not need a license to hunt, harvest, or trap coyotes, muskrats, raccoons, red fox, or striped skunks.
Foxes?
I red saw fox.
Remember what there was a fox family that used to live by your apartment, and it was like the most special, reverent, beautiful thing when we saw them.
I knew about coyotes, but I did not know about foxes. Why foxes? Fox I like foxes.
I cannot. Todd? No.
Huh.
I don't want to talk about hunting. I hate the topic of hunting.
Okay, moving on.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
So Florida, are we listing feelings about feelings? Utah?
Okay, Dallin, what are your feelings about moving to Florida?
I feel excited mm-hmm. about the prospect of living there.
What did you feel?
I feel afraid that we will be there for 6 months and some of the magic will die down and be like, oh, this is just like living in St. George, but we're in a different place, but without all of our friends and family close by.
Well, we would have other friends.
We have other friends that we would make, and Disney World.
Family close by here, just your brother.
Brother, like short drive away, you know.
My family.
We drive a whole bunch. Your family would be like 9 hours away.
Dylan's like, your family doesn't count. And I'm over here like, your family doesn't count.
Your family doesn't count. Yeah. Anyways, those are the main things. I feel comfortable staying where we are. I feel... Am I doing good?
I'll tell you how I feel.
Okay.
I feel like if you wanted to move to Florida, I wouldn't be able to say no because it would be all of these crazy opportunities I never thought I would get to live by. Like, dream of living by a beach. Oh, truly dream of it. And like, I just never thought that would be a thing. I married a Utah boy. Utah boys love Utah and hate all other places in the world. Mm-hmm. They can't live outside of it.
Yep.
You have like this secret electrical fence going around the perimeter of the state that makes you...
I get shocked every time I leave it.
It's a shock to your heart. I would feel like so excited to live by the beach. I would feel so intrigued to like be in this whole different environment. Like Ashley fantasy has always been like, what would it be like? Like, I feel like the tropical vibes call me. If Florida has that, kind of intrigued by the wildlife. Definitely hate most forms of wildlife in that they make me scared and uncomfortable.
Well, might as well move to the place where there's the craziest wildlife, literal dinosaurs. Intrigued.
I can like see myself going on a walk with the kids and like counting the crocodiles.
Yeah.
I would never like living day to day life
in Florida. It's not like alligators are a constant threat.
I mean, I think everyone is just like, yeah, there's probably gators in that pond.
Yeah.
True turn Tony jumped in and he was like, there's my gator pal over there.
He doesn't care about anything.
Doesn't care. He was a little gator.
He's just straight up on OnlyFans.
Dallin and I went on a reunion to Alabama, Gulf Shores. My family had a reunion out there. My family's specialty is booking reunions in the most remote corners of the South. The panhandle. Places at least 7 hours from an airport or hotel. Anyways, we stayed at Gulf Shores, Alabama, and we went to this alligator sanctuary. And I think that one, for a couple years, I was like, what the H are people doing living in this place? But I kind of like realized it's overpopulated. Like, not all places are that populated with alligators. They were like laying on top of each other. They were like 20 feet tall, long.
Those are humongous.
It was like, we took George and James, we're like walking on the boardwalk. And I've never felt like all of my mother instincts were like, hey, this is the stupidest thing you've ever done. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? Yeah. Uh-huh. But you sent videos and it looked cute. They're just kind of like, you see their eyeballs floating out in the lake. And I feel like it's not hard to like create a rule of like, we don't go in lakes. But then, so we follow KK and Baby J on YouTube. They live in Florida and he was on his boat. This was my question. Do people like get in the water in these lakes that have 100,000 crocodiles in them? And he was pulling his kids on a tube on his boat. And they're great parents. They're like wonderful. They love their kids. They're from Florida. And they weren't like, there was no like, oh, like, I'm afraid my kid's going to get eaten by a crocodile if they fall off the tube into the water.
I do not know.
And I don't know how you come to that place.
Maybe out in the middle of the lake.
Because, like, I grew know. Up
Maybe
in...
Maybe they hang out more near the edges.
I grew up in Georgia, and, like, even getting in that lake, anytime I got thrown off the tube, it was like, shiz, get back on the tube. You have no idea what's in this water. Ugh. Like, catfish the size of your body, snapping turtles. It's so murky, you can't see your hand when it's under the water. Like, I don't even like Georgia lakes. Come to find out, there's actually alligators in some of them. So nowhere's really safe. Maybe it's perception.
Not safe anywhere. I don't know. Yeah, let me know if you're in Florida. If you live in Florida, is
do
it
your
like,
kids
do you go
swim
swimming
in, the lake?
In lakes?
Because everyone on YouTube is like, boating in Florida, it's the life, the land of lakes. But then I Google population of alligators per lake, and we are in the high tens of thousands.
Google says swimming in a Florida lake is generally safe, but there definitely have been people attacked and killed by alligators in Florida. Alligators are very fond of eating small animals like dogs and cats. Small children should not swim alone or be left unattended on the shore of a large Florida lake. Are there any swimmable lakes in Florida? Florida is some of the largest and most beautiful lakes in the country. They're great places to swim, fish, kayak, and paddle. However, it's important to always do your research before swimming in any Florida lake.
Look up the what lake. Okay, Dallin wants to live in Winter Garden, Florida. Look up population of lake alligators Apopka. In Lake Apopka.
That's one of the big ones.
I
went there
while
in just
Dallin
a few
was
minutes.
In Florida,
I saw a bunch.
Yeah, when he was in Florida, this is all we did. I'd be like, what lake are you next to?
Lake Apopka.
It's an incredible amount. Look at this one. This one, the question one. Don't go to these websites.
Are there alligators in Lake Apopka? There are at least 367 different species of birds. I saw a lot of cool looking birds, no, like wild birds.
This isn't the answer.
Alligators, bobcats, others, wildlife can be found. Like, I don't know if
it was in the near 100,000
really?
When I looked at it.
I mean, I saw a bunch. Like, it's crazy.
It's kind
of
cool.
Disney has people just removing alligators all the time out of lakes. Like, how do they even find their way into Disney World consistently? Like, they have to be going
waterway.
Through.
What do you mean, how? They literally live there. They're natural inhabitants.
No, they keep taking them out and they keep showing up.
Have you ever... They have, like, nests of eggs. They are...
Wow.
There's thousands and hundreds. There's so many.
Yeah, very bizarre.
That'd be like
and
trying to take
so
the
protected.
Cockroaches out of Utah.
They're so important to the ecosystem that they're protected. That's why. So it's
I just think people...
It's a place with
I feel
alligators.
Like I would get there and it would be a shock. And I'd have a few terrifying moments. And then it'd be like, oh, yeah. That's just what happens here.
And don't let your
like
kid
people
near
in
the
Phoenix.
Lake.
I follow a girl who lives in Phoenix, and she's like, found another scorpion in my bed today.
Fun.
Like, oh, that was kind of scary, but like happens all the time. Just another day in the life.
So weird.
And I'm over here having heart palpitations for her. Yeah. I can't even get in my bed without checking it now because Ashley Lemieux down in Phoenix found one scorpion in her bed.
You seen the video of the anacondas in the guy's ceiling? This is in Malaysia. He's like, there's some kind of noise going on up in the roof. Like, what's going on up there? And he like, here, it's coming up after this ad, I think.
Now you clicked on it. It's over.
Oh, come on.
You'll never.
I clicked on the ad. The only ads you should click on are the ads on
I saw
Dashley,
a Cops episode.
DashleysKitchen.com. Click on all the ads.
I saw a Cops episode where they were putting their baby to sleep and in their closet, they noticed a boa constrictor. What if they hadn't noticed it and their baby's in the crib and the boa constrictor constricts the baby? The snake guy comes in and he's like, oh, happens
These
all the time.
These are Ashley's intrusive thoughts. Look, there's Holy like three humongous anacondas. This is in Malaysia. He's like, what's going on up there? He reaches up and taps one of the ceiling tiles and they just all burst down and there's huge, there's
a
three
nest.
Of them. And
it's like
there's
the
no
rat
getting
king.
Those things out of there. They're huge.
Maybe
we won't live in Malaysia.
I have snake nightmares at least three times a year that really
are there anacondas
me.
In Florida?
Yes,
it populates
are.
For me. Green anacondas have had relatively few sightings in Florida, with the majority of them found around central and north central Florida. Green anacondas. How
as
big are,
far as Gainesville, that's are, where my parents live right by Gainesville. Oh. It's because they just...
Oh, snap. Those are huge. They can be 21 feet long.
No, these people on the episode of Cops, they were just like, it was just like, wow, that was scary, but kind of fun and exciting. And I'm like, how long has it been in there?
Yeah.
That's big enough to constrict your newborn.
Oh.
It's just a wildlife. It's wild.
Just a Homo sapien on planet Earth, baby. We try to construct these cities. Cities are so unnatural. It's weird. Having all your food trucked in daily up to floor 50.
Yeah, we live in the desert. Every day I look around and I'm like, what if the water turns off?
Our ancestors lived next to their food.
In Florida, we wouldn't die if the water turned off. We'd just drink out of leaks. Literally, we have the water purifier. We'd be okay.
People that like the flora and fauna in people's stomachs that drink nasty water growing up and they just get used to it, their stomachs can handle a lot of crap. Us up here with our fancy purified water, we can't handle any dirty water when we travel to other countries.
I don't think it's good to drink dirty water.
I don't know. Apparently you get used to it.
Or,
right?
I don't know. Or you're just sick all the time.
I don't think so. I think your stomach gets used to it. I think there's
a reason that we started cleaning water.
Well,
people just don't do that because they're chill and fine.
It's like Dwight. He's like, I would have hand desanitizing stations around the office.
No, I took microbiology. I know it used to be out there.
Okay. Anyways. Okay. Yeah, wild life in Florida.
Also, I'd be really intrigued to like garden there. Life dream. Oh, grow a mango. The houses we look out there have mango trees in their yard. I have a
orange tree.
I have an orange tree. There's an orange growing on my orange tree.
One. Yeah. But apparently a lot of people, we've gotten a lot of comments that the people in Florida are not fun.
I think this is my take on it.
It's just like, how can you generalize that about everyone? Millions of people and say they're all not fun.
I lived in Dawsonville, Georgia, and I thought the people for coming were just the biggest jerks. You know, like the next county over. But you're basing that
opinion off of like how many people, like 10?
Nothing, just because my friends like told me that people you met once from coming were uppity. And so I was like, people from coming are uppity. That's not true. Or like people in Dahlonega were like, oh, you're from Suwannee. Like that's where all the rich kids live. You must be rich and a jerk. You know, like it's not true. There's nice people everywhere.
There's nice people everywhere. Orlando has 300,000 people. 75 million people visit there every year, and it's when you're on vacation mode. I don't know. Maybe you're just a little. You're dealing with tourists for sure. That's definitely something I have never dealt with. So that's a thing that a lot of comments have said about Florida is like mingling with a bunch of people that are not like your neighbor, and they don't care as much because they're just visiting for a few days.
That's people who are like don't like other people talking.
Could be.
Other people might be like, it's so cool to interact with people who are different than me and from different parts of the world.
I just hate generalizations. I hate generalizations.
People who generalize are the worst.
I hate people who generalize. Okay. So those are all my thoughts and feelings about Florida.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to say no because I would be close to my family, living in this tropical thing.
I don't have enough motivation to uproot my life and send it to Florida today. Ask again next week.
Next Thursday.
No, I don't. But do I want to visit there? Totally. Would it be awesome to find an Airbnb for like a month rate? That would be so sick. I'd love to do that. February. That'd be so fun. Mandy from Florida said, hey guys, love your podcast. A lot of what you've said are exact thoughts and feelings my husband and I went through, and we decided to move to Florida.
They did move to Florida.
Fun. It took about a year and a half after our Disney cruise and trip to Disney World to convince my husband that we needed to move there.
We moved from
Northern Utah.
Oh, I would have. So see, we moved from Northern Utah to Southern Utah. But I think the move from Northern Utah to Florida, I would have been like 100%. Yes, I will literally move anywhere that is any amount remotely warmer than this pit that I live in.
Okay. So, wow, we need to have a phone call or something.
It's not a pit. I just don't like it because it's cold and polluted.
Ashley has strong feelings for places that get cold.
I
think
I have moving trauma when I moved there when I was 17.
Probably a little bit of that too.
It's all just, there's a lot.
She says, we're a little further away from Orlando.
Where do you live? Ocala. That's on the list.
East of Winter Garden.
We look up lots of lists of best places to live.
It's just over an hour away from the parks. We love it because it's a good distance from Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville, St. Augustine, our favorite place.
That's my favorite place. I'm Teldallen. There's sea turtles there. It's the oldest city in America.
That's so
you
cool.
Gotta go there.
There are so
Spanish
many
Spanish people.
She says there are so many beautiful places to visit and see. So this is fun hearing some positive things about moving to Orlando.
I feel like we've gotten
a lot
Who
of politically fueled negative comments.
Mandy.
About Orlando and Florida.
What is a better
city? Ron DeSantis this, alligator that.
Dallin thinks Orlando's the best, but I'm like, I don't know, Dallin. Jacksonville has Amelia Island close by, also and St. Augustine.
Mandy, do you hear?
Mandy,
did you live through the last hurricane? What was it like up there?
It's fine. As long as you don't get a direct hit, you're fine. Tornadoes are way scarier. If you don't live on the coast,
small chance your house will be obliterated, but besides that, you're fine.
Listen, it's just as the hurricanes, it's fine.
It's fine.
Where's the safe place to, how far inland until you stop flooding?
That's why Walt Disney chose Orlando, is because it's inland from all the hurricanes.
I have true feelings about Jacksonville, even though I've only ever been there maybe once on my way to St. Augustine. I think that's the place.
Really? Let's go visit. Here we are talking about
Mandy.
Reschedule with the realtor.
I want to know from Mandy how many times she visited Florida before they pulled.
She says there are so many beautiful places to visit and see and so much history here, and it doesn't all revolve around Mormon history like it does in Utah.
I love the pioneers, though.
We do love Mormon history.
We've been to the Brigham Young House at least 17 times. Oh,
and the missionaries like, that is Brigham Young's wine decanter.
You know the one we haven't been to is the John Johnson home.
Yeah, we should go to that.
Is it John Johnson? That's the last of the major pint. Did Parley Pratt? Did you know that I am somehow related to him?
Well, most people are.
In Utah.
Polygamy joke. All right. She says, there is so much that we truly love about here. So much to do, so much to see.
Andy.
We love the diversity and culture. Yes, there are crazies here, just like everywhere else. There are gators, but truthfully, we rarely see them. Drivers are nuts. But there is so much we truly love
Mandy,
about it.
Mandy, I think drivers are insane in Utah. And where I grew up in Georgia, if you need to make a turn and someone is like, oh, that person needs to make a turn, they just stop. And they're like, you need to make a turn. Why don't you just turn?
That's nice.
In Utah, it's like, I will cut you.
I think everybody thinks drivers around where they live are crazy. I think in Orlando, the thing is that you have people coming from all over the world. Some people where they literally drive on the opposite side of the road. That's all into the mix too. And then they're just trying to follow maps. They've never been here before. They're just trying to get to their hotel or Disney or whatever. It's a lot of that in the mix with already people who suck at driving. So it's a little extra bonus points for crazy drivers.
And we have had like 5 major might break our marriage fights. And I think 2 of them have occurred in a different state trying to find the airport from our Airbnb.
Stress.
Bad
stress kind of clouds literally how George you interpret like, and see everything. And
whenever we fight now, George is like, is this like the Seattle fight, Mom?
Oh my gosh.
We're like, no.
Bad. Okay. So she rarely sees gators. She says, but there is so much we truly love about here. So much to do, so much to see. There are so many places on the East Coast to visit. You'll love it if you decide
That's
to come
I
out
say.
Here. I'd love to answer any questions you have. For reference, we moved with 4 out of our 5 kids. Our oldest, 20 years old, stayed in Utah. Our others are now 14, 10, 8, and 6. I think he and George are super close in age. Thanks for putting yourselves out there. I love watching your family. Mandy. Mandy, what a great
Mandy,
email.
You are literally us.
Thank you.
Save that forever.
Kate, Caitlin.
Watch this. We're going to move to Florida next week because of Mandy.
I know.
Well, Mandy said.
Caitlin said, I live in Orlando. Dallin needs to check out Santos Trails. That's what the lady told me in the bike shop. It's like an hour away. She said it's a really cool place to mountain bike.
Dallin always goes to bike shops when he looks at places to
That's
move
how
to.
I get a feel of the, you know, yeah. It's outside of Orlando, but my in-laws go every weekend. I had a coworker whose parents had a summer home in Golden Oak. Winter Garden is a really cool neighborhood and close to everything. I live in Avalon Park.
I've looked at a house
close
there.
Close to family.
I've looked at a house in Avalon Park.
She says, come in July and see if you still like it. Golden Oak, man. How sick would that be to own a house? There's 2 up
the
for
thing.
Sale right now. I looked.
Caitlin. I don't think
one's for $9 million, one's for $16 million.
It cannot be worse than St. George in the summer. I think they might be different bad, but they would be
different. We say that
different,
and every single
bad.
Person says, oh, the humidity mixed in with the heat is way worse, man. You just gotta
I don't
feel it for
I
yourself.
Like the humidity. It's just different. People are just like
That's just what they say.
I grew up in humidity. It's not worse. It's just different.
Check this out. She says, pick outdoor activities that are on the coast so there's a breeze, or just stay inside during the summer. I scuba dive.
That's
so Florida.
Why I'm like Jacksonville.
Yeah. So Florida is great for scuba diving. She said she lived in Orlando her whole life, so she doesn't know any different. Someone she works with takes her kids to Disney just to use their splash pad.
Yes.
She lives in Winter Garden and they have annual passes, so it works for them. That's so cool. Can you imagine just going to Disney's Wilderness Lodge just to go for dinner or
My favorite restaurant in the world is Hoop Dee Doo Review.
So cool.
It blends Disney and Pioneer heritage. It is literally the best thing I've ever seen.
It's, And she says, since you guys have an alternative schedule, it would be a lot easier to go since you don't have to wait until the weekends.
Never.
These are all my positive thoughts.
I know it. This is why I'm like, no. I'm not, listen, I like it here too much to be like, let's go. Hate it. I have planted too many fruit trees. Literally love them like my children. Mm-hmm. And I have like friends and I love our house and we have a yard. There's nothing unpositive. Like I don't have any huge negatives where I'm like, if I have to go through this one more year, I will die. Mm-hmm. That was like my life in Utah.
There's no huge negatives about here for me either. That's what I was saying. There's not enough motivation for me to uproot and relocate.
I am a person who likes, like I moved every semester in college because I just like moving so much. I think it's like fun and an adventure.
I do like moving. We and you have lived in more places than years we've been married.
It's exciting to move. This is my first place where I've been like, I don't know how long we're going to be here because I don't have a reason. Just like it too much. But then I hear this girl talk about the coast.
How much fun they have. Yeah.
And yeah.
Here's Addison. She said, hey, Dallin and Ashley, I've been a follower of your pod since The Big Little Life. Fun. That was our first podcast. Well, this used to be that. If you just scroll back to the beginning of what is now, I should not have said
Don't do that.
You will hear all of the Big Little Life podcasts and tap into weird Dallin and Ashley life 5 years ago.
5 years ago was like deep in the heart of me and Dallin, like learning how to be married with kids.
Thinking that we knew so much more than we actually did.
My friend Farron was like, were you sad a lot during that time?
Oh my gosh.
Just watched all your vlogs and sometimes I was like, I think they're sad.
Well, so just don't listen to that stuff.
We're just figuring out who we were and we said a lot of weird stuff, I feel like.
We had two ask us anything about the church too. I've since taken those down.
So every question I was like, Del, you don't need to say that.
Oh man.
You don't need to say that. Let's not say that.
So many times. Yeah. And me, I was trying to be such a missionary and stuff. Anyway. Okay. I've been a follower of your pod since Big Little Life. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. And it's love listening to you guys while I drive to and from work. I'm curious about what your thoughts are on Megan Sanchez's Disney point of view. Oh, Megan Elizabeth times three.
You want to hear my thoughts?
I saw that you were on the same trip as her, but her experience seemed like it was a lot different than yours. I love you both. So this isn't some gotcha thing. I'm just genuinely curious about your thoughts were on her perspective. Thanks for reading and answering my questions, Addison.
So while we were on the cruise, we met Megan Sanchez. Megan, is that her? It's Megan times three?
I always thought
three.
It was Megan Elizabeth.
Her handle is Megan Elizabeth times three. Her like real last name is Megan
Addison's calling her Sanchez. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like her last name. Okay. I freaking love her. She's the coolest mom I've ever met.
George and James got along with her boys.
We don't know a lot about her because like we just knew each other on vacation, but like we left being like, would love to get together. I just felt like we could be best friends. Mm-hmm. She's the coolest mom. She was in the Air Force. Like she flies airplanes. I remember on the cruise, I was
so
like,
cool.
Tell I met this Megan girl. And then I was scrolling through her TikTok and I was like, what? She flies fighter jets?
That's awesome.
I remember like the first day after we met her, I went and watched through all her TikToks and I came back and was talking to her the next day and I was like, Megan, you're so real. Like, I feel like I'm just right there with you. Like, there's no filter like, oh, I'm filming, so I might act a little bit differently. It's just like completely real. Like her experience as a mother with her three boys, like doing everything. And I just feel like you don't get that a lot. Like a person who is just like completely the same on camera as I feel like they are off camera.
Yeah.
Especially with their kids and like,
I feel like we're real, but we like probably just highlight the positive stuff.
Well, I feel like our background in like wedding videography, I think we just have a different style where like maybe we like, we just have different styles. And like, that's what I the first thing I said to her was like, it's like better than reality television. Like you're just so cool and real. And I feel like I'm right there with you watching your stuff and like, just like truly a part of these moments with you. And like reading her comments, that's what everyone's saying. Like they feel like they're a part of her family. Like they're just right there with her and the boys. There was like a bit of drama. I know she like posted some reels and then she took them down and she kind of like took all her videos off of TikTok and Instagram and it's kind of like starting new and fresh. I don't know. I don't want to like speak on her, but like 100% support her. I think like I even texted her and I was like, keep it up. Like who cares? Like that's your story. That's your real, that's like what happened to you. And I think like she's just there. I don't know. Like she just wanted to like kind of shift and change. And there's like a big reaction to some of her posts, but I 100% support her. And I think everything she said was true and I love her. And I want to live next door to her so we can be best friends.
Yeah, George and James love your kids. Cool, that's that. I'm intrigued by this lady who knows somebody who takes her kids. Katie probably still does it too. Takes her kids down to Disney just for the Disney splash pad every once in a while.
Where's the Disney? Oh, at Epcot? So cool. Epcot had a splash pad, I know.
There's a billion splash pads. It's so
well, that's sweet. What I was telling like, Dallin. Disney's I was like, you can go to the resorts. Park. There's not, you can go play at the playground at Fort Wilderness. You can go pet Cinderella's horses there. Like, no one's stopping you. Mm-hmm. You can go, remember when we took George and James on pony rides on literal Cinderella's carriage ponies? The white ones?
Yeah.
The most magical moment of our life.
So magical. All right. Thanks, guys. Email us isnhstpodcast@gmail.com with any additional thoughts or questions of what we should talk about next. Thanks, guys.